just want you to think about this and let this sink in. They are openly killing us. They are murdering us and our children. February 2nd, 2023. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Steve Friend is a former FBI agent, and he's not former because he served his time and retired. No, he's former because he fought to expose wrongdoing inside of the Bureau and got swatted like a bug. 2 years ago, when January 6th happened, Steve was working on an FBI SWAT team. After the incident, the FBI transferred him to working on J6 cases. As soon as he arrived, Steve immediately witnessed the effort to use January 6th as a political weapon. From the beginning, the framing was set in stone. The agents on Friend's team were told to describe January 6th as proof that America had a major nationwide domestic terrorism problem, solely on the grounds that January 6th participants came from all across the United States. Seriously, that was the justification. Now, obviously, a lot of the reasoning for this was purely political in nature. The FBI hated Trump from the beginning, which is why they pursued the bogus lie that he was a foreign agent colluding with Russia. So smearing his supporters as domestic terrorists fits right into that. But according to Steve Friend, the FBI had another more basic motive in play. Money. You see, for the FBI, January 6th was a potential funding bonanza. If they could present America as in the grips of a domestic terrorism crisis, then that would justify funneling billions of extra dollars to the Bureau in order to fight this crisis. I mean, after all, ordinary police aren't enough to dismantle nationwide domestic terror networks. No, you need the FBI for that. But it could be even more sinister than that. Steve says he also saw evidence of FBI funding being diverted to line the pockets of well-connected outside actors. Steve has gone public with all of his allegations, like a good citizen is supposed to do. So his reward has been getting booted out of the FBI's agent role while the abuses continue. So it falls on us, on this program, to make sure that his message is heard far and wide. And he joins us now. Steve Friend, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for the invite.
So just for clarification, you're still an employee of the FBI. You're an unpaid employee. Your security clearance has been terminated. Because why? Tell us why.
My security clearance was suspended on September 19th of 2022. The justification for that was, according to the FBI, I was insubordinate for not wanting to participate on January 6th arrests. And they also told me that I improperly accessed the employee handbook. So this is a sort of a workaround of a personnel investigation matter where they just drummed up anything they could to revoke my security clearance, walk me out while they conduct some sort of never-ending investigation and keep me in unpaid purgatory.
Let's get down to brass tacks. I mean, is the FBI essentially a criminal organization at this point?
At this point, I think that there's a legitimate argument that it is.
They are the enforcement arm for a regime. They're a Gestapo, and essentially. They're there to intimidate. They're a political weapon.
Yes, they've essentially figured out that they can make the investigative process itself a punishment for anybody who's speaking out or it holds a political worldview that is different than the ruling elite.
And that doesn't just include you, an employee or agent of the FBI. That includes me, somebody who looks at January 6th and said, this was not an insurrection. And as a matter of fact, this country hasn't seen a violent insurrection yet.
That's correct. And I mean, they're widely interpreting some of the meanings of phrases where they say that, you know, we're going to predicate terrorism investigations on individuals who have an ideology that is stop the steal.
Wow. Unbelievable. What do you hope gets done with this? Like, who have you gone to with this? Is anybody taking any action on this at all whatsoever?
Well, my attorneys have worked very hard, but I brought a complaint officially to the Office of the Inspector General and the Office of Special Counsel. Both of those units declined to investigate the legitimacy of my complaint. They recommended I actually take it internally to the FBI to investigate itself. I also brought my complaint to Congressman Jordan's office, and you know, I've gotten his assurances that with this new subcommittee underneath the judiciary that they're going to be looking into what I have for them.
How long ago did you give this to Jim Jordan?
I made my initial disclosure to him the week that I was suspended, so sometime around September 19th to 20th.
What is some of the most egregious behavior that you saw at the FBI? You mentioned that people were getting paid, lining their pockets. Who?
Well, senior executive service, so essentially the bosses of each one of the field offices, a large portion of their compensation is bonus incentive, and they meet those incentives by achieving certain statistical results. So domestic terrorism, number of cases open is one of those metrics. So essentially by turning January 6th from one investigation from Washington field office, and instead opening separate cases for each individual and then disseminating them to the field, all 56 field offices, the special agents in charge of those offices were able to multiply the domestic terrorism cases and get their bonuses, in addition to creating this political narrative that domestic terrorism is on the rise nationwide, when in fact it's all from a four-hour incident at the Capitol.
Are there FBI agents on your SWAT team that were actually excited about going out and rounding up people that were protesting what they perceived as a stolen election that we now know right out in the wide open was taken away and was illegitimate?
Well, I was a SWAT agent when I was in the Omaha field office. After I transferred to Florida, I wasn't. But I can tell you that the agents and the task force officers who I worked with, we sat there, even though the cases were being managed from Washington, D.C., as the on-paper case agents, and we were all silently crossing our fingers and hoping that we wouldn't have to charge some of these individuals and that they would just be declined to prosecute. But unfortunately, we weren't really in charge of any of our own cases.
Were these bad people?
From my experience in talking to folks, there was individuals that never went, that were just randomly accused by an angry neighbor or a family member anonymously. I also had the opportunity to sit on an interview with a gentleman who went to President Trump's speech, walked to the Capitol, asked permission from a Capitol police officer to walk inside and was given it, walked in, did no damage, left after a few minutes, and is now under investigation for committing the four pack of misdemeanors, and has lost his job, and his life is really in turmoil. So I had my experiences with that, and that was really a major impact on my decision about this entire process is really just so screwed up.
What was this raid at Mar-a-Lago really all about, in your opinion?
I mean, I can speculate. I think that there's obviously a political angle to it. The thing that I haven't heard talked about is, what didn't they make public? Who's to say there wasn't a secondary warrant where they were able to implant a device where they could record what's going on? They could come to the public and say, we were here for some documents that should be going to the Library of Congress. But at the same time, they could, smoke and mirrors, have listening devices planted inside the former president's residence.
That's a real thing. I mean, that's not a movie thing. This is something that you believe that the FBI is capable of doing.
I know they're capable of doing it. It's just a question of, is that something that they had the foresight to think through, or they were just doing whatever they could to harass a former leader of the free world and, set the stage for potentially an indictment down the road.
That's what I was going to ask you. How far do you think the FBI is willing to go with Donald Trump?
At this point, I don't think there's a limit to that. I would not be surprised if we see him frog marched, in handcuffs. The only issue is going to be with the new revelations that the current president, has similar malfeasance, if you will, with classified documents. But if there's a ruling elite behind the scenes, they might want both of those men out of the way.
Is the FBI, in your opinion, participating in putting our backs against the wall? What I mean by that is, if they're going to classify those that went, to the Capitol on January 6th as domestic terrorists, or anybody who funded anybody's trip there, or anybody who even supported, cheered on somebody's trip there, could be a domestic terrorist, using phrases like stop the steal. These people, that mentality, that ideology, are domestic terrorists according to the Bureau. That's all correct, what I just said, right?
Yes.
Okay, so now if Donald Trump is perp walked in handcuffs in front of the whole country for everybody to see on national television, and you can bet CNN's cameras will be there because they will get notice beforehand from the FBI, just like they did to Roger Stone. If that happens, what's going to happen in this country. I mean, what they saw on January 6th probably would be nothing compared to actually putting this guy in handcuffs, arresting him, and taking him into custody. Do you think that's the intent for the FBI? Label these people terrorists and then prove it by arresting this guy and watching the reaction of the country.
I think it's a legitimate theory. I think as you looked at 2020 and the riots that went on after the George Floyd incident around the country, the one side of the political aisle had that on the other. They could say, look, you guys rioted, we didn't. But then along came January 6th and whatever nefarious actors were behind the scenes on that, if there were any, now it's essentially an even playing field. nobody can say whataboutism to the other side. So if you have, indeed the perceived leader of the Republican Party and the leader of this the movement and the former president arrested, my fear is that the FBI will have contributed to raising the temperature on this boiling pot so much that the agency that's charged with maintaining law and order will in fact have contributed to us, boiling over.
That's because they're a criminal organization. They're essentially a mafia. They're mobsters. They're gangsters. They're rogue criminals. They are not upholding the law. If they were, they'd be investigating why so many people are dying suddenly after being injected with a bioweapon. If the FBI was a legitimate organization, they'd be investigating the people who made this gain-of-function researched set of genetic sequences that was intentionally unleashed on the world from a bioweapons lab now named the Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China. If the FBI was really serious, they'd be investigating child sex trafficking. It's a huge epidemic. They'd be arresting, governors who are allowing illegal aliens to infiltrate and invade our country in a military style operation that's happening at our border. The FBI is not a real serious crime fighting organization, is it?
No, I think there's a case to be made that maybe the perception of the FBI as being about law and order is maybe misplaced. I think even from its origin, at the time that the FBI really gained prominence, this country was very anti-communist. So the FBI went after communists. Now, with the leadership being so progressive and so communist, left of center, the FBI is going after the enemies of who is in power. And it's not necessarily in defense of the Constitution, the document that I took an oath to protect and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
You just said it perfectly. The FBI, and I'll paraphrase because this isn't exactly what you said, but the FBI is going after the enemy to communism. That's what's happening here. And so if you are an individual liberty embracing, freedom loving American who just wants to be left alone, you are the target of the FBI. They will make your life a living hell. That has been criminalized because you are the enemy to communism, totalitarianism, Marxism, fascism, uniparty control, essentially world domination. You will comply or you will be arrested. That is the threat that the FBI has laid out. And what needs to happen to the FBI is not just a rethink, not just a fire a few people at the top and then, promote really good people from the inside. The entire thing needs to be completely dismantled, period. And then put these people on trial, the people that are responsible for doing the things that you witnessed, that you're blowing the whistle on. And Jim Jordan, he better be doing more on this than just waving his elbows around on the Fox News channel. Take this seriously. This is huge stuff right here. This is the weaponization of our law enforcement agencies at the federal level, period. Steve Friend, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yep. So they're trying to get Steve Friend to resign the Bureau. Well, we haven't taken any disciplinary action against him. No, we only just stopped paying him. We only just made it so he's no longer an agent, doesn't have security clearance, can't really do his job. So essentially, we're just going to drag this on forever. It's so corrupt. It's so criminal. Anyway, Steve Friend wrote a book. It's called True Blue. It's on Amazon. Go find it. If the guy makes a couple bucks off of a book for what he's doing here for our country, I'm all for it. True Blue by Steve Friend. Go find it on Amazon. Also, protect your own money with gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. We are in a full-blown recession on our way to a depression. Criminal taxation, hyperinflation, funding forever wars. Get out of that system. Your checking account, your savings account, your 401k investment accounts, all at tremendous risk when the electronic banking system gets reset to zero. Don't fall victim. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Plus, get up to $10,000 in free silver with a qualified account when you mention Stu Peters. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. We'll be right back.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America! temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com. For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
So 2022 was a disappointing year in federal politics, to say the least, if you even believe in that fake construct. It should just be abolished, a complete rethink, and then arrest most of the criminals in the federal government. But 2023 might be the year that the states could redeem themselves and save our country. All across America, red states are realizing that they hold an enormous amount of power. Yeah, they don't need to wait for Donald Trump or anyone else to swoop in and save them. They don't have to trust the plan. No, they can be the plan. If your schools are filled with CRT, then ban CRT. If your colleges are full of woke garbage, defund them. Don't give them another dime of taxpayer money. If Planned Parenthood is murdering children in your state, stop them from doing it. Ban it. Make it a criminal action and then arrest them. If affirmative action is wiping out real merit-based hiring in your state, ban it as illegal racial discrimination. One of the places this point is being learned the fastest is on combating the trans agenda. States are now realizing that if the left can ban so-called conversion therapy, well, then we can ban child mutilation and puberty blockers and then jail the doctors that try to prescribe this fake medicine. And that's exactly what the plan is right now in Texas. Texas Senator Bob Hall is introducing a bill for this year's legislative session that will strip the licenses of fake doctors who carry out trans-affirming care. The bill will also ban insurance companies from paying for this care. Senator Hall's bill makes sure to note important facts that the trans lobby tries to hide. For starters, the fact that the vast majority of young children with gender dysphoria will grow out of it. That is, as long as we don't mutilate them beyond repair first, they will recover from this sickness. The bill notes that trans surgeries do nothing to cure mental illness that transgender people suffer from. In fact, they don't even cure gender dysphoria itself. What these treatments do is make millions of dollars for sociopaths who will literally do anything, even sterilize and mutilate children, to make a buck. We look forward to Senator Hall's bill passing, but beyond just that, we think that it's common sense that a bill just like it should be passed by every single red state in this country. There are no excuses at this point. If we don't step up to protect our own children from monsters like this, what will we stand up for? Senator Hall is here with us and joins us now, sir. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you for your bill.
Well, thank you, Stu, for having me on again. Good to be back with you. And yes, I agree with you with what you're saying. I would expand. It's not just every red state. This should be every state.
That's
this
right.
This should not be a partisan issue, because there's widespread agreement. We don't even let these kids get tattoos. We don't let them drink. We don't let them smoke until they're 18 in most states, and just barely driving by then. Yet we're gonna promote. And that's what's happening. It's not just happening. It's being promoted by our schools, by our teachers, and some of the teachers in our schools and the hospitals. And its only purpose it has is to make money for the hospitals. I mean, we learned in COVID that our hospitals had moved from being benevolent organizations to profit-making centers that put patient care and health a far distant second to making money. And that's what this is all about. And yes. It's kids. These are kids that, I mean, you and I grew up with, we called them when I was growing up sissies. boys, and the girls were tomboys. And but in those days, we that was well before any of us got to puberty. But when we got to puberty, most of us, we found out what the party body parts were for and changed. And those sissy boys were some of the toughest guys I've played football against and some of the best looking cheerleaders were the tomboy girls. And so this society in ours that thinks that God made a mistake in what they did with these kids need to get out of wait until puberty comes along. We find it now about 94% of the kids, when they get to puberty, they figure out who they are. And the other percentage that they go on to live as gay or lesbian, but they live. If they go through the surgeries, their chance of their suicide rate is like 20 times higher. And that's just not right.
We're going to have thousands of these people that want to detransition. Well, who's your opposition in this? I mean, who possibly could argue that we should not pass a bill like this?
We had the medical community arguing, opposing it last time. I had bill last time. We got it out of the Senate. It died in the House here in Texas. And it was the medical community and some of the activists within the legislature in the LGBTQ caucus that we have here. And so we're going to hopefully get this out early enough that we will be able to work it. It didn't get out till late in the session, so we didn't have time to try to get around the in-house opposition that we had. But there is a lot of grassroots and Republican support for it this session.
I would imagine. I mean, any common sense person who doesn't enjoy abusing children should support this 100%. Have you looked into how much money exactly it is that's being made by the medical community for abusing our children like this?
No, that's a pretty tightly held secret. The hospitals, we tried to get that information and we can't get them to share it with us. They're all private facilities and that's very closely held here in Texas.
Got you. So if it becomes illegal to do this, you'll have certainly discovery opportunities if they continue to do this after it becomes illegal, correct? This will be a criminal act.
No, it's actually what it will be is the doctor will lose their license in Texas. They will not be able to practice medicine, and we're prohibiting insurance company for providing insurance. And there will be the kids will be able to have come back on the doctors for this up until they're 20 years old.
This is something that we should ban licenses for. Not looking at individual patients and prescribing ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, for example. You mentioned insurance companies, and you were right about hospitals and what they've turned into. They've actually turned into the modern-day ovens. They've turned into killing fields. People go in there, they get prescribed remdesivir, which is deadly. It's a toxic poison that courses through their veins and causes renal failure and death. And then they get strapped up to a ventilator, and then they get separated from their family, and then they get killed on about day 9 or 10. And then they get about $200,000. In every state, it's different. Here in Minnesota, it was over $300,000. I'm not really quite sure what the number is in Texas, but we have the information, and it's a fact. Insurance companies are paying these hospitals to kill people. They're now paying them to torture children, cut off their penises so that these little boys can call themselves girls and put on makeup and then be lost and suicidal. Do you know what the percentage is of children that are going to commit suicide after this transgendering thing is passed and they've permanently done this to their body? And then, you know, they grow up or get older and realize, what have I done to myself?
I've been told that the data shows it's about 20 times more a chance of them committing suicide once they do the surgery than if they just pass through puberty and live the life that they come out on the other side, whether it's straight or gay or lesbian.
Do you think that there's motivations other than money to continue doing this for these people? Do you think that there's some sort of a satanic grip that has a hold of these people?
Oh, no, there's no question about it. This kind of behavior, along with the things you described earlier about SEL and CRT and DEI and all of those things, they all have a satanic base to them that's coming from our drift away from God. We are no longer the Christian nation that our founding fathers envisioned when they put together our Constitution. The folks today, the drift is what's happening. We no longer are guided in what we do by God as a country.
You know, maybe sometimes it's in God's plan to scare us back underneath him. On your knees, is the only place that you can go to look up. And so he would rather have you fearfully coming to him than smiling going to hell, I would imagine. And you know, I really appreciate you saying that on this program, because you're absolutely 1,000% right. You could not be more right. This is judgment time, and we have drifted away from God. And that's why these sick people, these deranged lizard things, are doing this to these little ones who Jesus told us, do not do anything to bring harm to these little ones, because it would be better for you to have a millstone tied around your neck and have you drown in the depths of the sea. Bob Hall, thank you so much, Senator, for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. Glad to be with you again. God bless you for the good work you're doing.
Well, thank you, sir. Those are very kind words. We appreciate that. Actually, we can't imagine doing anything different in times like these. We're at war. Glad to have you here with us, actually. Senator Hall, what a great guy. Go to Nootopia.com/Stu. Nootopia.com/Stu. Nootropics brain supplements, making you the better you. Homeschooler, C-level executive, entrepreneur, business owner, spouse, parent, all of these things. It helps you to bust through distractions like nothing I have ever tried before. I swear, I really, really mean this. My favorite is the Focus Savagery. Collagenius, another product there. People like Gabalicious because they can put away the booze that, you know, kills brain cells, and take a Nootropics brain supplement that actually makes you smarter and builds brain cells, but puts you in that same state of relaxation. All kinds of products. They'll make a custom package for you. Go to Nootopia.com/Stu. Again, Nootopia.com/Stu. We'll be right back.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com. .com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
Welcome back. So since the release of Died Suddenly, our movie has been viewed more than 20 million times just on our Rumble channel, even more times than that at StuPeters.com. Imagine if I had charged $1 per view. I probably wouldn't be here today, but that wasn't the point. I didn't want to do that. No, as a matter of fact, we asked people, download this, bootleg this, re-upload it, share it to all of your social media platforms, disseminate this far and wide, share it with every single person that you know. It's been translated into dozens of different languages. God only knows how many total times it's been viewed. Huge success. But the film isn't the last word. Even now, the central figures in it continue to make new discoveries. Embalmer Richard Hirschman continues to find those bizarre fibrous clots inside of the bodies of vaccinated dead people. And it turns out so are many, many others in his field. Tom Havlin, a retired U.S. Air Force major and data analyst, just conducted a survey of embalmers all across the United States. He sent a survey to 800 funeral home directors and embalmers, and he received 128 replies. Well, his survey found that 70% of embalmers have started to encounter the thick fibrous clots that Died Suddenly helped to make so famous. Just under half of the embalmers said that the fibrous clots were showing up in at least 20% of the corpses that they worked with. Some said it was appearing in more than half of them. Hirschman recently told 1819 News that he's embalmed cancer patients for decades and has absolutely never seen anything like this. Now, this news might be unprintable in a mainstream outlet, but word is getting out. It's discussed on Telegram, on Twitter now, in private Facebook chat rooms. And so slowly but surely, the truth is coming to light. Richard Hirschman joins us now for more on this. Richard, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here, Stu.
So what does this study tell you that has been, you know, 128 responses? Why are people saying, yeah, no, this is just not happening?
Well, I think there's a cognitive dissonance in there. The 800 funeral homes that he sent this thing, and he sent it to 30 presidents of embalmers associations to 30 different states as well. And I think the reason why the response is low is because people are still afraid to talk. People are afraid to see these things or expose what they're seeing. Some of them may not realize what's in front of them, or if they do, they're trying to discredit it or discount it. But 70%, almost 7 out of 10 acknowledging these structures is pretty alarming, in my opinion. I'm glad that he did this study because it makes folks like myself and others like Anna Marie Foster and Wallace Hooker. It just brings credibility to what we're saying. We're not saying exactly what it is, but we know that this isn't normal.
Has anybody viewed these scientifically, taken samples of these, put them in a lab to figure out what the hell these things are?
Well, you know, that's good. I know that Dr. Ryan Cole's been looking at these things. You know that Mike Adams has done his analysis. I have, you know, shared these samples of clots that I have to several different places in hopes to do what you're asking. And it seems like, unfortunately, the wheels turn very, very slowly in this. And I can't make them look at these things. They should have this right in front of them. I don't know why they're not looking into this.
I can't really imagine something more important to do. We're looking at the largest orchestrated mass kill-off in history that we have ever seen before. Millions of people are being affected by this. Even those of us who elected not to get this injection are becoming sick. Microclotting is happening. Shedding is absolutely real. People are experiencing these symptoms. These symptoms that people are getting, headaches, things like that, yeah, that's because there's something going on inside of your body. There's some sort of clotting or something going on. If you feel these symptoms, it's very important that you go get a D-dimer test to find out if you, even being unvaccinated, are ready to die suddenly, just keel over, just drop dead unexpectedly. I mean, this is actually happening. What could be more important than looking at what these things are and trying to identify how to stop it from happening?
Yes. You know, Stu, you know, one of the reasons why this is just my guess, why so many people are getting sick and the shedding issue and all this other stuff, is that if you listen to people like Dr. Ryan Cole and many others, this immune suppression is going to cause those people to get sick. And their immunity makes them more apt to get sick. But once they're sick, they're going to pass that illness on to everybody else around them. So we are all affected by this, no matter whether you're vaccinated or not. And again, that's why I commend you for everything that you've done to try to bring awareness in order to please everybody stop this madness. Let's take a pause and do some research instead of promoting this supposedly safe and effective stuff into people's bodies.
Out of the people that you remove these fibrous, whatever they are from, are there other things going on with them that are causing them to die, or is this the cause of the death? I mean, can you actually live with something like that growing inside of you?
Well, I watched an interview with Chris Martinson, and he did a great explanation on the whole clot issue. And apparently a lot of blood clots are attached somehow to your cell or to your vascular wall. And so these things can grow inside of you. The problem is when a piece of it breaks off and becomes what's called an embolism, then travels, and if it blocks a serious passageway somewhere in your brain or your heart, you can get a stroke or a heart attack, and it can become very fatal. These clots are very different. They're very abnormal. I don't understand them, and I'm not the doctor.
Right.
But I'm so glad that because of what you've done, there's so many people now looking at this and seeing it, and hopefully they're investigating the cause, and then hopefully we find solutions.
What does it take to pull one of these things apart? How big are they?
Well, you know, they're not. Some of them are pretty thick. They're very elastic, though. Once they've been in formalin, they become a little bit more firm, but they're quite elastic. And they're not. It's not that I can't break them apart. Just like a rubber band, if you pull hard enough, it'll come apart. But this stuff here is it's pretty strong for what I would consider, you know, some kind of a clot.
How long have you been embalming bodies?
21 years.
And in 21 years, obviously, you have come across many blood clots.
Oh, yes.
They're different, right? I mean, are you even really ready to call this a clot? I mean, I think we've done that just for a lack of knowledge, knowing what the hell it is that we're actually looking at here.
Yeah, there's some kind of a white fibrous structure. They look like a tissue itself, not like blood at all. They are a clot, is if you just look at a clot as being something that's going to be a blockage, but it's not a traditional blood clot from what I'm used to seeing and the others that are in my field. So they are very different. And this is what is alarming. And this alarming is what needs to be like, hey, look, something's very wrong here. And that survey shows that, you know, roughly 7 out of 10 embalmers are acknowledging this. And the majority of them are all saying this pretty much started in 2021.
Yeah. And nobody had ever seen anything like this previous, correct? I mean, everybody that you've talked to has said, I've never seen anything like this ever before.
Absolutely.
So
that's right.
How could anybody reasonably deduct that this is caused by anything other than the only thing that has changed that has caused actuaries to say we're experiencing unbelievable cataclysmic amounts of death? I mean, exponential. The death that we're seeing is just not normal. I don't know how to explain this to people who are looking at me like I'm a nutbag. Or asking me, even friends, do you think that maybe you've gone a little bit too far down the conspiracy hole as it relates to these mRNA injections? I mean, these are vaccines, Stu. No, they are not. These are weapons of biowarfare. They are weapons of mass destruction. They're developed in bioweapons labs. The patents that, by the way, are used across the board in all COVID-19 injections specifically say that they are bioweapons. That's what they are. They are injecting you with a bioweapon. These are not adverse events. These are not side effects. These are intended consequences. What's happening to these people is exactly what is supposed to happen. And I just don't know what to say. So how about you? Do you have detractors in your field? Do you have other embalmers that come to you and say, you're crazy and you're making us all look bad?
That's a great question. The answer to that is no. I haven't had anybody come to me and tell me that I'm crazy. I haven't had anybody sit there and try to say that I'm making everybody look bad. There are a few that are out there. I don't know them personally. But you ask, you know, one of the reasons why would people not want to acknowledge this? One of the stages of grief is denial. And I feel like that's where we are in America. We are still in the stage of denial. We don't want to believe that our agencies, that our doctors, our CDC, FDA, whatever, would put something out there and manipulate people and coerce people into taking this injection. The second stage of grief, which is what I fear is coming, is anger. Once we get beyond the denial stage and we acknowledge what's in front of us and what's happened, my fear is there's going to be a huge anger of the people. And but what are they going to be angry at? I feel like they up on top want us to be angry at each other and criticize each other, bring each other down, while they are doing everything they can to avoid liability because they are responsible for putting this out there.
They're not going to escape accountability. And I have said it before and I will say it again. You're right. And I was going to say that, and I'm glad that you pointed it out. Anger comes after the denial. And we have heard that there's roughly 5 billion people that have been injected with this thing. 5 billion angry people is not good. 5 billion angry people will make it true that there will be no safe place for these people to hide once they acknowledge what has been done to them and by whom. I don't know where they will hide. But 5 billion doses, 5 billion angry people going through those stages of grief, naturally it's going to happen. Even worse, Richard Hirschman, when they realize what they have been led to do to their children. I'm angry because my father did this to himself. And why did he do it to himself? Because Donald Trump told him to. Fervent Trump supporter. The following there is, as you know, very loyal, almost cult-like. And believe me, there's a lot of reasons to like Donald Trump. But to go get an injection and to continue to listen to this person after all of the data is right in front of you, after any logical, reasonable person can see right in front of them what's happening in Israel, what's happening in Germany, people dying suddenly all over the place, all around them, discussion everywhere about these shots, blood clots, myocarditis, a term that nobody, unless you were a cardiologist or working in an adjacent field, you had never heard of myocarditis before ever. It's all over the place now. People are talking about this. He listened to Donald Trump and to the Fox News Channel. And by the way, the Fox News Channel is the one that had their Patriot event, but yet required you to show your vaccine QR code to get in. We are being lied to, manipulated. They are complicit as well. And I believe that they should be held criminally accountable for calling this thing a safe and effective vaccine. Fox, CNN, MSNBC, everybody who continues to push this narrative should be indicted and tried. And if found guilty, they should be fried. Do you agree? Or am I nuts?
Absolutely.
Am I crazy? Am I over the top? Am I hyperbolic?
No, I share your frustration in this. The only thing that concerns me is the Great Reset. If this is going to play right into their plan, for us to get so angry that we destroy ourselves fighting each other.
I don't know how we could at this point. It's very easy to identify who has done this to us. And, you know, we didn't do this to each other. You know, there are doctors that are still out there pushing this poison, and they too should be held to account. But early on, you know, although it did feel weird to us, our discernment antennas went up right away. We knew something was up here. Why are they giving these things away for free? Why are they having to pay people, give people ice cream cones, give them tickets to a ball game? You know, all of these things, why are they having to do this? Never before in history have they ever pushed something so hard as they pushed this for a virus, by the way, that we now find out is not a virus, that was only killing 0.0016% of the people who were attacked with this bioweapon virus. Gain of function, man-made genetic sequence that is also a bioweapon. You know, and nobody was dying and dropping dead in the streets, Richard. Nobody was dying of COVID at home. Why? Because they were being murdered in the hospitals, because COVID, whatever it was not deadly for these people. They weren't passing it from one person to another. The masks never made sense. None of it did. But then when bots gave them likes on Twitter, they felt empowered to then, you know, attack others who weren't wearing the masks. This was a social experiment. This was the biggest injustice done to our children, who were strapped up with these oxygen inhibiting, you know, Sharia face muzzle diapers for hours upon hours on end every single day in these classrooms. And now they're bringing it back. And any school district that does this ought to deserve the old Yeller treatment. If they're doing this to kids, that is child abuse. You know, that's, I think, what pisses me off the most. And I know that we got sidetracked here and off of these fibrous clots, but I think that these things need to be said because these are the conversations that need to happen so that we don't turn on one another.
That's true.
Focus first on Pfizer. Focus first on Pfizer. They need to be held criminally liable for what they have done here. Go ahead.
Yes, I believe this is a huge war, and I believe it's a spiritual war. Sometimes we have to be brought to our knees in order to look up. And unfortunately, we as a society, not just here in America, but across the world, have turned away from their spiritual foundations and followed secularism and humanism. And by doing so, we've opened the door for this evil to come across and coerce people. And for all of us, I think the real answer to move forward is we need to get on our knees and acknowledge that God is the creator.
Yes.
And we need to ask for forgiveness, and we need to move forward. And I'm not saying we don't need to hold those accountable. I'm 100%. They do need to be held accountable because this cannot be allowed to happen again. It can't.
Agreed, 100%. And even if at this point we stop the shots, we still have a lot of things to address between 5G. They're putting this stuff in our food. They're putting this stuff. They're telling you. They're telling you that they're putting this. And this is not the end of the mRNA technology. The whole thing needs to be completely criminalized. Any doctor who gives one of these injections ought to be tried. Honestly, in the future, this should be a criminal offense. It's manslaughter. It's attempted murder. I believe that this entire thing is a depopulation event, and I don't believe that that's hyperbolic at all. Richard Hirschman, thank you so much for being brave. You stay safe and try to stay away from those things. God only knows what you're being infected with. We hope that you stay healthy, and thank you for being here.
All right. God bless you, Stu.
God bless you. And God bless Curable for giving people the opportunity to treat themselves holistically and naturally. Joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine, headaches, your immune system being boosted, stress and anxiety, Parkinson's patients, ADHD. This thing is huge for ADHD. So many kids, so many parents report that their children are doing so much better after trying the CBD tinctures from Curable. Go to Curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L. Curable.com. Use promo code STEW for 20% off site-wide for the creams, the balms, the muscle creams, the dry sprays, the cooling roll-ons, the tinctures, all of it. 20% off when you use promo code STEW at Curable.com.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STEW for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Are you a coffee drinker? Are you drinking caffeine for the right reasons? What you're about to hear might sound strange at first, but you'll soon see why Americans are being left in shock. You see, most Americans drink caffeine in the morning for a boost of energy to start their day. And let's be honest, it's not always just one cup, at least not for me. Sometimes multiple cups are necessary to get your mind and body going. I don't want to talk to anybody until I've had 3 cups of coffee. So you're likely thinking that I'm about to tell you to stop drinking caffeine. However, it doesn't mean eliminating caffeine. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Just by adding this one simple trick to your current morning routine, you can help easily supercharge your digestive system, begin to experience more energy, clearer thinking, better digestion, even weight loss support. Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. P.S. Coffee and tea drinkers are having success just by adding this digestive system supercharger to their morning routine. Go there now. gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. The Stu Peters Show continues right now. Well, our good friend Patrick Howley just got unbanned over at Twitter. So now he's able to tell all kinds of truth there. And now he's back on our show as well with an exclusive bombshell story. Howley tells us that the story involves a federal government scheme to enable doctors to track the unvaccinated in databases. We'll quote here directly from Howley's new piece with National File. Quote, the U.S. federal government is tracking people who decided not to get the COVID-19 vaccine injection, according to federal government records and video obtained exclusively by National File. According to the video, unvaccinated people are tracked when they go to the doctor's office or to the hospital due to a quiet new program proposed and implemented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. Government meeting materials make clear the new program is designed to track people who are not immunized or only partially immunized. The audio that Howley has found is from a meeting all the way back in 2021 for a policy going into effect on April Fool's Day of last year, a fitting choice of date to be sure. We'll let Howley set up what we're about to hear, and he joins us now. Patrick Howley, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
It's great to be here, Stu. It's a great honor. So what you're about to hear here is the ICD-10 Coordination and Maintenance Committee from September 2021. Now, these ICD-10 codes, the diagnosis codes, they introduce new ones to mark patients who are unvaccinated for COVID-19, partially vaccinated for COVID-19, or other under immunization status. The ICD-10 codes go into a patient's electronic health record. They're used by insurance companies for billing. And it just so happens that these particular codes are ICD-10-CM codes, which can be used by the CDC for tracking. The CDC uses the ICD-10-CM codes. And the powers that be want to say that this information is not protected by HIPAA, though, there's a debate about that. So this is Dr. David Berglund reading from a CDC topic packet, which I also published. And the packet says there is interest in being able to track people who are not immunized or only partially immunized.
We have had interest in coding people who are not immunized for COVID-19. Let me display it. This is in your topic packet on page 194. But there has been interest expressed in being able to track people who are not immunized or who are only partially immunized. It can be of interest for clinical reasons as well as being of value for public health reasons to be able to track this.
So that was the money quote right there. They are, in fact, tracking people. And the whole thing is motivated by tracking people. And it was the CDC itself, the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics, which proposed these new categories because they want to track people.
So when they track people, what is the purpose of the tracking by the feds? Why do they want to know that I'm unvaxxed? Why are they tracking me?
Well, I don't have a whole lot of faith in the globalists having the best intentions. I mean, you can go, the CDC website actually hosts the Joe Biden vaccine hesitancy map. They made a map using U.S. census data to try to figure out where the vaccine hesitant people were so that leftists could go get them to, you know, convince them or whatever to get the vaccine. So this is, it's very clear. I mean, they see the unvaccinated as their enemy. They see people like us who decided not to take the injection as their enemy. You look at the propaganda that they put out with Elmo and whatnot. Dr. Fauci told Elmo on CNN that he vaccinated Santa Claus. That's not a Mad Lib from hell. That actually happened. These are sick people. You have Carol Baker, who led a CDC advisory committee under the Obama administration, talking about if you want to solve the problem of vaccine refusers, then you have to get rid of all the whites in the United States of America. I mean, this is sick stuff. These are sick people who are in a cult. And this vaccine stuff really is their secular religion.
Tony Fauci was on CNN talking to a child saying that he personally went to the North Pole and injected Santa Claus. That's propaganda. That's child abuse is what that is. You know, and I know that to be false because actually, Patrick, I'm very good friends with Santa. We are super tight. And, you know, Santa knows who's been naughty and who's been nice. And he knows what Fauci and Bill Gates and, you know, Klaus Schwab have been up to. And so he would never talk to Tony Fauci, much less have him to his workshop on the North Pole. So Santa is just fine. I will say, though, we did watch Elmo get vaccinated live on television. And I do have to say that I'm sorry to report that Elmo has actually died suddenly. So, you know, it's tragic, but this is going to happen. So we're seeing this all over the place. Are they eventually going to come for us? Is that what's happening here? Because there's 19% or so, according to the numbers that we've seen here on this program, of the unvaccinated that remain pure bloods. They count that as a victory after everything that we've been through over the last 2 years. We're here, we're still standing. Not a single one of us regrets not taking it. But is that a victory or are they using this to come for us?
I honestly believe, Stu, that the truth movement recently has really preemptively gotten ahead of them because you now are seeing the majority beginning to regret taking this injection. You're seeing so much truth coming out there on your show, A National File, Project Veritas, et cetera. All these things are really coming together and really helping to get things out there so that we can win. And there's even a website now called unjected.com. I want to give them a shout out. They're trying to bring unvaccinated people together, you know, provide them polluted blood and fertility donors and dating options. So the pure bloods are rolling squad. And I think the pure bloods will prevail. I truly do.
We saw a sign on the back of a vehicle the other day, somebody charging $3,500 per load of sperm. I think the guy is kind of undercutting himself, actually. You're going to be responsible for keeping the world populated, brother. So don't sell yourself short. Unjected.com. We'll give them a shout out. Also, nationalfile.com for more exclusives from Patrick Hawley. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
You bet. Great friend of the show, great personal friend, Patrick Hawley. Make sure that you follow him over on Twitter, at Hawley Reporter. Again, that's at Hawley Reporter. Might keep you up all night long, though, reading his posts. He's a truthful antagonist, to say the least. If you don't want to be up all night long, some of you might take melatonin. A lot of people do. They give it to their kids that have problems falling asleep, staying asleep, toss and turn all night, get up too early. The problem with melatonin is this. Your body builds up a resistance to it. So over time, it's less effective and then pretty soon not effective at all. You're not able to fall asleep. You don't stay asleep. You don't get the rest that you deserve. Well, thank God for our good friends over at Bioptimizers who have the scientific formula now readily available. You can do your own research, go read it. It's not just some gimmick. The scientific formula exists at sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. So check it out. If melatonin is just not working anymore, if you don't want to keep shoving that stuff down your kid's throat, the scientific formula works. Sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. We'll be right back.
Every day, we learn more about how the so-called vaccine is wrecking healthy immune systems. But it's not just the jabbed who are at risk. Protect yourself from shedding and spike proteins. Boost your immune system with Dr. Jen Vandewater's Spike Recovery Formula, available at heroicdoctors.com. This formula inhibits spike viral effects, blood vessel blockages, and supports T-cell activity. Go to heroicdoctors.com and order it today.
Welcome back. So I have a huge announcement, StuPeters.com. I have demanded that all of the show hosts produce a premium segment for every single weekend. That means Richard Leonard, if you like the military-focused Richard Leonard show. That means Deanna Lorraine, if you like Shots Fired. That means the Dr. Jane Ruby show, if you're looking for truth in medicine. Yeah, all of them. That means Crosstalk, too. Lauren, Edward, I hope you're listening. So go to StuPeters.com right now. Sign up to be a premium member for just a buck. You don't want to miss out on anything, plus my extended interviews every single Saturday. Please go to StuPeters.com. Also, Teddy Daniels, don't forget him, In the Trenches with Teddy Daniels. Great show, very well received. Airs regularly Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Also, Scriptures and Wall Street over there. Are you going to be doing a premium episode, Carlos? Are you going to be part of this plan, or are you getting fired? Are you getting axed?
Hey, you're the boss, not me. I just produce content. So that's your call, boss.
And great content it is. Actually, you were just recently talking about how you're going around to different banks, you're reading their policies, and you're finding that they can just take your money from your checking account. What is this?
Yeah. So it was an incidental finding, actually. And I was doing a social experiment going on different banking institutions, Truist being one of them. I pulled up their privacy agreement, their service agreement, and I recommend on the podcast that you call your bank and ask for your services agreement and just read the 43-50 page document. And when it goes to large cash withdrawals, they literally have the right to take your money if they don't have it, which most of the times they don't have it because of FDIC only requires 1% to 3% of their money, of your money, in reserves. So if you request more than what the FDIC is mandated to the bank, they can tell you, no, we don't want to give it to you. And if they do give it to you and they don't have it, you have to pay for the Brink service truck to come to your door and attorney costs. So it's disgusting what is out there. Not even talking about the bank bail-ins, but tune into Scriptures and Wall Street. We get in deep into that.
Man, this is probably some of the most shocking things that I have learned since starting this show. And that is that you don't even own your own money. That's not your money, bro. That's the Fed's money. But there are things that you can do about it. As a matter of fact, many investment accounts, you don't even own your own money. You don't have control of your own money. You don't get a choice in where it goes, especially if you have a financial advisor at one of these heavily advertised big box firms. Don't do that. Call Carlos Cortez, Cortez Wealth Management. Call him 813-448-3446. You can call him in the office anytime. 813-448-3446. He might be more busy now doing premium episodes. Or you can book your personal appointment online at CortezWM.com. And an investment package, by the way, that aligns with your values, your morals, and your faith. That's extremely important. When you lay your head down at night, you know exactly what you're invested in. Carlos Cortez is a Jesus-loving, God-fearing family man helping our patriots out here. So thank you for that, by the way. Again, CortezWM.com. We are out of time for today. Until tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless you.